AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The head of the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport on the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt has been replaced amid growing concern that the Russian plane, which crashed after departing from the airport last weekend, was downed by a bomb. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the U.S. is seeing signs that point to the Islamic State group as being responsible.
The group's known to be active on the Sinai Peninsula, and within hours of the jets going down, its Sinai arm claimed responsibility. Initially, that claim was dismissed by Egyptian officials, but now a senior U.S. official is telling us U.S. intelligence agencies have seen evidence, including intercepted communications, that there was a bomb on the plane placed there by Islamic State militants.
All 224 people aboard the plane were killed. Flights are again landing at San Diego International Airport now that police have captured a gunman who allegedly fired some shots today at a nearby apartment complex, posing a threat to air traffic. Police in Richmond, Kentucky have charged a 34-year-old man with attempted murder for allegedly shooting a police officer in the head who was searching a Richmond apartment complex for a robbery suspect. The officer sustained life-threatening injuries. Students at the University of California, Merced, tell KSFN-TV it's hard to believe that someone stabbed five people on campus today before the assailant, a male student, was shot to death by police.
It shouldn't happen here. It shouldn't happen anywhere. But thinking that a campus so small, so new, and everybody, you see familiar faces everywhere, it's very unimaginable that something of this magnitude would happen here.
There's also disbelief in Fox Lake, Illinois, where a police officer apparently staged his own death. Authorities say records show the lieutenant had embezzled money from a police explorer program. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen has issued a stop sale order in the U.S. and Canada on even more vehicles as VW's emissions cheating scandal continues to affect the company's bottom line.
VW stock is down and now Moody's has downgraded the company's rating. Auto analyst Lauren Fick says if things get worse financially, they may have to sell off some divisions.
That would be like Lamborghini, Bentley.
Meanwhile, as the automaker assesses just how many vehicles have the emissions defeat devices, it's ordered a stop sale on even more diesel Audis, Porsches, and VWs.
They are on their own putting stop sales on these vehicles to show that they're doing this in good faith.
VW says it's working with the EPA to get its cars back on the road. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow fell 51 points today. Other barometers were down, led by weakness in the energy sector and a bleak outlook from Time Warner. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.